Another 40, another epical fervor. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, everybody, and condolences to you all on the approaching anniversary of Arba'in, or the 40th day of the immortal epic of Ashura, the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. This grand ceremony of Arba'in revives our grief for history's most heart-rending tragedy as we commemorate the supreme sacrifice of the martyr of Karbala that saved Islam and all humanitarian values. Thus, whether from near or afar, we salute Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, from the depth of our hearts, while those who can afford the journey travel to this holy shrine in Iraq to pay their respects, with millions converging upon Karbala from all over the globe to make it the largest assemblage of human beings anywhere in the world. Last year, on Safar 20th, there were around 20 million pilgrims, and this year, the number of devotees is expected to exceed this figure. We have prepared a 5-part series in this regard titled Another 40, Another Epical Fervor. Stay with us for the first part. Again, it is the time of ziyara, or pilgrimage, to the holy shrine of the man who stood against every kind of oppression and corruption in order to give lasting lessons of freedom and self-dignity to all generations. A visit to the resting place of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, thus firms up the faith, purifies the heart, enlightens the mind, soothes the soul, strengthens the spirit, and above all, earns the pleasure and satisfaction of God Almighty. Pilgrimage is an important article of faith, as is clear from the habit of the Prophet of Islam in visiting the graves of the faithful, saluting them, and praying for their souls. As is mentioned in all books of hadith and history, when the Prophet was returning to Medina after the bloodless conquest of Mecca, on the way, he visited the tomb of his dear mother, Amene bint Wahab, whom he had lost to the cold hands of death at the tender age of 6 years. He remarked, "This is my mother's grave. I had beseeched Almighty Allah for pilgrimage to her grave, and he determined such a ziyarah for me." Ziyarah, therefore, creates a firm an unbreakable bond in the heart of the pilgrim with the person whose tomb is being visited. The prophets and the infallible imams are the most perfect persons and the most endeared by the Almighty Creator, who had entrusted them with the task of enlightening human beings with faith. They are the pinnacles of faith, and through them we attain the proximity of God. Glorification of these persons strengthens belied in Tawhid or monotheism and inspires the devotees and pilgrims to continue on their path. In view of these undeniable facts, Arba'in, or the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, in Karbala, in the year 61 AH, assumes importance, and every year its anniversary is commemorated by the faithful. Great scholars of the past centuries like Sheikh Mufid, Sheikh Khutta'ef Tusi, and Allama Helli have extolled In their works, The Benefits of Pilgrimage to the Shrine of the Chief of Martyrs in Karbala on Arba'in, or the 20th month of Safar, it is the day on which the bereaved family members of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, following release from the prison of the tyrant Yazid in Damascus, Syria, returned to their hometown, Medina in Hejaz, the land of divine revelation, in 61 AH. It is also the day on which, in the same year, the Prophet's loyal companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, reached Karbala as the first pilgrim to the grave of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, 40 days after the tragedy of Ashura. These days, tens of millions of devotees of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, have either arrived in Karbala or on their way to this holy city in Iraq to join the largest ever assemblage of human beings in any place around the world. Many of the faithful, on arriving in Iraq for the spiritual journey, first visit Holy Najaf to pay their respects at the shrine of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, before proceeding to Karbala. It is a grand sight to see huge crowds of pilgrims, made up of the young and old, men and women, children and even toddlers in prams, traveling on foot the 80 kilometers distance from Najaf to Karbala with an indescribable zeal. Along the way, they are provided all sorts of facilities by the local people, who erect tents called mukeb. These tents provide food, beverages, and resting place for the marchers. The distance between Najaf and Karbala is marked by columns called amud. There are 1,452 columns, and each column is 50 meters from the other one. Column 1,452 is in Karbala, opposite the holy shrine of Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas, peace be upon him, the valiant brother of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and the standard bearer of the small force of the faithful, who lost both his hands and finally his life in trying to bring water to the thirsty camp of the Prophet's family. All the ways leading to Karbala from several directions, including Baghdad, the capital of Iraq, are the days full of pilgrims who, while marching in a disciplined manner, recite supplications, beat their chest to the sounds of elegies in memory of the martyrs, or simply chant Labbaika Ya Hussein, meaning, O Hussein, here we are in response to your call. The marchers usually cover the distance of Najaf to Karbala in 3 days. On the way to Karbala, placards and banners could be seen in big and bold letters reflecting the statements of the Prophet and the infallible Imams on the importance of Ziyaratul Arba'in. For instance, a hadith narrated by the Prophet's sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, reads, The most honored deed with God is the pilgrimage to the grave of Imam Hussein. The Karbala-Najaf road reminds the pilgrims of the sufferings endured at the hands of the Umayyad oppressors after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, by the womenfolk and children of the Prophet's household, led the Imam noble sister, Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, and his son and successor, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, who were forcibly taken to Kufa and then to Damascus, the capital of the accursed tyrant Yazid. Every step that the pilgrim takes stimulates the mind on the devotion to Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, by the local people, such as the small children offering dates and tea to the travelers, the youth and the teenagers cleaning and polishing the footwear of the tired pilgrims, paramedics providing first aid and other health services to the fatigued and injured, and Iraqi families turning their houses into inns for the rest and refreshment of those trekking 80 kilometers distance. It is the grandest display of kindness, brotherhood, altruism, and selflessness. This part of planet Earth is indeed a piece of paradise. A millennium, 3 centuries and 4 score years ago, after brutally killing the Imam and his male companions, including the 6-month baby Ali Asghar, peace be upon him, the tyrannical Umayyad regime spared no efforts to obliterate the memory of the tragedy of Ashura and the name of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. But it miserably failed, thanks to the indomitable efforts of Hazrat Zainab and Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon them. Through their sermons, they institutionalized and universalized the message of the martyr of Karbala by holding a life-inspiring mourning ceremonies. Today, also the enemies of humanity like Saddam, the Wahhabis, and the Americans have failed in obliterating the message of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, thanks to selfless efforts of the faithful, especially the Muslim people of Iraq, Iran, and other places, who are inspired by the father of Islamic revolution, Imam Khomeini, God bless him. Can believe that almost 14 centuries after the epic of Ashura, tens of millions of people from all over the world would converge in the greatest ever gathering in history and would cover long distances on foot towards the Magnet of Hearts, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. These people trekked the path of Lady Zainab and Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon them, to say to them that they are not alone. I have reached the last column. With much effort, I enter the Bainul Haramain, or the place between the shrines of Imam Hussein and his brother Hazrat Abbas, peace upon them. The text of Ziyara, or standard form of salutation and pilgrimage on this particular day, can be heard from the loudspeakers. The reciting of this Ziyara on the day of Arba'in, as testified by the Prophet's 11th infallible heir, Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, is one of the 5 signs of the faithful. May God accept our pilgrimage. Amen.